The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Now open at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington. Or shop online, petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, an extraordinary story. Let's go to Adam in London. An extraordinary story about a 20-year-old has been returned after being kidnapped as a sex slave in Italy.
It is extraordinary. It's like a film, only a bit more gruesome, perhaps. But yeah, Chloe Ayling is this model. She went to Milan for a photo shoot, and she says that when she got to the apartment where the photo shoot was meant to take place, two men attacked her, and essentially they drugged her, cuffed her, and then stuffed her in a suitcase, and then took her off from Milan to a remote place in the Italian Alps. She says, the two were armed and they were going to sell her as a sex slave online. They also said they were part of a group called the Black Death Group. Italian police believe that she was indeed attacked and drugged and that there were attempts made to auction her on the internet. Also something that's broken in the last hour or so, that one of the kidnappers may have tried to sell the story at the same time to the newspapers, which is a weird sort of twist. We also know that a Polish man, now a guy called Lucas Herber, who also lives in the UK, has been arrested. So Chloe says she needs to speak to Scotland Yard detectives. But, I mean, wow, what an extraordinary tale, apart from anything else.
Astonishing. Astonishing. And what about the family in Brazil?
Well, yes. I mean, this is a classic of wrong place, wrong time. And unfortunately, it appears that the woman who was shot in this case has not died and has not suffered life-threatening injuries. But essentially, there's a family of five, the parents and three children, who got lost whilst driving around Brazil. They asked for directions, they got lost again, but they ended up in a notorious favela called Angra dos Reis, about 100 miles south of Rio, a place known for violent drug gangs. And then gunmen stopped the car. The family didn't understand the instructions to get out, apparently. The mother was then shot in the stomach, a woman called Eloise Dixon. She's undergone surgery and is alive, but boy, can you imagine how shaken they are? I mean, we've all had our stumbles across weird neighbourhoods, but that takes some beating, doesn't it?
Absolutely astonishing stuff. Well done, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.